When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Remember how my kid went to, like, Platteville, or where was he? Platteville somewhere. I don't know. The speed limit went from, like, 70 to 40.
Yeah.
Was it Platteville? Something like that?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I couldn't remember.
It's out there. It's out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, over there.
Is it near, like, Franktown?
No, that's that way. That way.
Okay. Right. But either way.
Yeah. So he said they couldn't find the ticket because the cop wrote his last name wrong. And I'm thinking, oh, we might be able to get out of this sucker.
Yeah. Big mistake there.
Yeah, because it's a 6-point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick it to Jared Polis, aren't you? That's what you're up to.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, girl.
Didn't
go get
you always hear that if they write something bad or like a mistake on the ticket?
I think I got pulled over when I was 16 and there was a mistake. Somebody made a mistake somewhere and it got thrown out.
I'm praying. Let's all pray. I was praying.
Oh.
Dear Jesus. My kid's a good kid. He doesn't deserve 6 points on his license, and I don't deserve that Allstate bill. So could you help a lady out? Amen. Okay.
Amen.
You might get it.
You might
get it taken care of.
Maybe.
See, I'm a pushover when it comes to tickets. I'm not a fighter. Okay. I'm and I think they know that when they pull me over. I think I'm in the system that way. Sucker beat. Okay. They pull me over, give me a ticket. I don't fight it. Don't even, I'm always nice, courteous, but I get the ticket and I pay the ticket. I'm
really?
That guy.
You don't even go to court?
No. Don't go to court.
6 points?
Don't go to court. I just mail it in.
How fast was he going online? For 6 points?
So he was going, he said he was going like 70 in a 40.
Oh, yeah,
he almost went to jail.
It's verge of reckless driving.
Yeah.
You're right on the cusp.
Like I told you, the cop was right at the sign where it changed.
Yeah, they love to do that.
Yeah, it was right, and he's like, literally, mommy, he was right at that sign. And then when we talked about it, everybody had that same spot. All these people texted us and said, oh my God, they set up there every single day, and I got a ticket, and I was like, okay, I feel better.
It went from 70 to 40?
Yep.
There's a spot like that up in Greeley. It's called Kersey Road. Yeah, dude. It goes from 65 all the way down to 35. Yeah. By the time you're getting on the highway, it's weird.
Yeah, they do that. That does, I promise. There's a part in my road that goes from 45 to 20. And you're just like, what? It's hard to go 20. I know men are
really
working.
No, you really have to try. You really do.
I know that men are working and stuff, and I should be very aware that they're walking on the pavement and stuff, but damn, 20 slow.
It is. Feels like you can walk faster than that.
Oh, my God. All right, let's talk about this. Do we think that Pam Anderson and Liam Neeson are, what do we think?
It's been confirmed, I think.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know, but what do we think about it?
Oh, I think it's great.
I love it.
I like it.
You do?
I think he genuinely likes the way she now looks. He really does. And you can tell it. You can just tell the chemistry of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they look cute together. They're laughing.
Canoodling.
But
how do you go from, Tommy Lee to Liam Neeson?
Why don't you stop wearing makeup? That's how.
Or Kid Rock. I mean, she was also married to Kid Rock.
Yeah.
What a change in her life. Kid Rock, Tommy Lee, and now Liam Neeson. Yeah.
They look good together.
They do.
They look like they fit. They really do.
Didn't his wife die in a skiing accident or something?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about him.
I feel like she died in a ski. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway. All right. So Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are together. They filmed The Naked Gun, and then they, so sweet, they fell in love on the set.
Yep. You were right. It was a ski accident. March 2009.
Yeah, because I remember he said he'd never date again. He'd never get married again. That was 2009?
Yeah.
I bet this is his first date.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, because they were inseparable. They were married forever, and then she hit a tree or something.
Yeah,
it was awful. All right, anyway, let's see here. Bill Gates, $645 million yacht. It's up for sale, and he's never been in it.
It's a beauty, though.
It is a beauty.
It's got two staircases on the outside of it.
How do you buy a $645 million yacht and you never were on it one time?
You don't take it for a spin.
Well, I was reading that yesterday, and he went into this yacht thinking it's an investment, that the yacht was being built years ago, and that it would continue to grow in value, and that's all it was just an investment, a place to hide money, basically.
It says Gates has never actually set foot aboard the yacht, and now it's for sale.
Dang.
$645 million for a boat! Sorry, I'm really...
It's a lot of boat.
It says 645 million times. I mean, for a boat. Like, I'm just irritated.
When did he buy the boat? Does it say in the article?
It probably does, but I didn't read that far. I was.
You got to figure, this guy's been paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to maintain a boat he's never been on.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands.
I was just watching all the yachts in Marina Del Rey rock slowly from the tsunami.
Yeah.
And you know what BJ said? You know, that tsunami really let me down. I didn't want anybody to die or anything, but I needed to be a little more eventful.
Disappointed. I really am. I was disappointed in our weather here yesterday, but I was really disappointed in the tsunami. I almost stayed up to watch. Now, I don't want any problems, you know, as far as people being upended or anything. You know, they had plenty of time to get to high ground, but I'd like to see a little, you know, action on the shoreline.
Right?
Just something.
Is this something?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there were boats rocking.
You put out that warning. I mean, this was not a watch. It was a warning. And then nothing. A ripple.
Let's see here. She didn't hit a tree. She fell down and hit her head on the slopes. And she didn't have anyone to see her. And she went to sleep and basically never woke up. It was Natasha Richardson. She's Vanessa Redgrave's daughter. Oh. So she didn't die by a tree. My apologies.
You should do tabloid trash.
At least somebody get it right.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, we could use you.
Did you guys see? Well, look at my note. Here, I'll just hand you my note right here.
What?
Look how I wrote this down. Here. Right there.
Hang on a sec. It's a long
right
reach.
Right there.
Miranda Lambert's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's my note. Did you see it?
And that's what it is. Straight.
Did you guys see it? It went
went
viral. Now, I don't know which one of you said this, but it's pretty funny. One of you said, hey, PR team, we need to go viral. And Miranda Lambert said, I'm going to show my ass.
That's exactly. That's what her PR team came up with. She's like, watch this.
She's in a jean skirt and... her ass is, I mean, you guys, there's just no way to put it. It's her butt cheeks. Her butt cheeks. They're just out.
And, like, the video, the person video just straight up her skirt. Just yeah, like, here right. you go.
I mean, I don't know if it would be the same if we just were standing by her, but somebody, it was not right.
Someone should have given her heads up.
Yeah, because that is pure butt. I mean... it looks cute, I guess. Well, let's ask the perf. What's your name? Michelle.
I think she has a nice butt. I think her legs, though, are, like, skinnier. Her butt's kind of big, but her legs are real skinny, so it looks like drumsticky, kind of.
Drumsticky.
Yeah, like really big on the top, and then it gets smaller, like a drumstick.
Hmm. Oh, so like your thighs are big,
uh-huh.
And then it goes down. Okay.
Yeah, because she has really small calves.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
I said Michelle because I was texting Michelle.
So you've really been watching this picture, haven't you?
I mean, yeah,
that's a good analogy you got going on there. Wow. What a description.
Nice job.
Drumsticks, yeah.
All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Tom Brady took a little swipe at his ex-wife, Giselle. He basically said, like, look, I worked my whole life to show my kids that you work hard, and if you decide to work, then you work hard and you do it right, and work is part of our lives. And so he's basically saying, like, screw you, Giselle.
Yeah, Giselle. I know you wanted to use the excuse. It takes up way too much time. I'm always away. I'm never with the family, even during the holidays.
Right.
But man's got to work.
Yeah, I got to
feed the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Sydney Sweeney, her clip from American Eagle will make you cringe. She is the new spokesperson for American Eagle. They're getting a lot of pushback. They say it's racist because she has good genes or something. But just listen to how cringe she is.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
The only interesting part of that.
Sydney Sweeney.
And then Doja Cat feels like me, like, oh my God, the way she's talking. So Doja Cat, who I now have mad respect for, kind of mocked her. Here it is.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color,
personality and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Doja sounds like those Kentucky blue people.
Yeah, she absolutely does. And then finally, speaking of the tsunami, Oprah is getting all kinds of crap. Oprah has a private road that you can go to higher ground, and she did not open up the private road to go to higher ground, and people are mad at her in Hawaii. Really mad.
So wait a minute. Here's what I don't understand with the story. Now, Oprah's denying this. She says the road was not closed, blah, blah, blah. All right, let's say the road, let's say she does have a gate, okay? It doesn't make sense that there would be a road that goes through her property for the general public that would have a gate on it. That this doesn't make sense to me. If you have a private road, you got a private road, okay?
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense that
well,
road would be a public road.
It is a private road, but it could have become public for that moment to try to save lives.
To cut through Oprah's place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get why, like, maybe she'd think, like, they'd rob her or something like that. Who knows? But she did have a big old private road, and she could have, if it was bad, people could have been saved. You
know, what are the odds she's even there?
Well, I mean, she has
people. Always traveling.
But she has people.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm just saying.
I'm sure she called him and said, don't open that gate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just don't see her making a phone call like that. So for her to catch the blame is all I'm saying.
Gotcha. All right.
It just doesn't
anyway,
sound right.
There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Got more of those bags, man. Got the tote bag giveaway. It's a big old blowout. We'll give you a chance to win next.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You don't have to tell me, Jamie. I know that prayers work.
Oh, prayers work, people. Prayers work. So there's been this whole saga about my kid and the speeding ticket, right? He's a great kid. He's like amazing child. He's never broken the law, nothing. Like he always follows the rules, all the stuff. And he got a stupid speeding ticket in Platteville, right? Where it goes from like 70 to 40 and they sit right there. And we have confirmation on Texnado that in fact does happen on that road, right? And so everybody's agreeing that my kid's not lying about that. It goes psychotic. Well, my son said he's been talking to the sweetest woman ever in Platteville on the phone. And she's just, you know, just, oh, sweetheart. And, you know, that kind of like just a sweet lady. And they can't find his original ticket. And I prayed about it. You remember I prayed about it?
It appears if they can't find it, it never existed.
Right. And it's
so it's gone.
Yes.
Right? How much was the original fine?
$400.
$400 for doing, how much was it again?
It was like
30 over?
Yeah.
About 30 over, right?
And they told
$400.
Well, he talked to a paralegal or whatever at like Colorado traffic lawyers or something. And they said in Colorado, there's already a plea deal on your ticket. So like if you pay it in the first 20 days, you'll see in the fine print, there's already a plea deal. So they're really hard to fight. So he told him, go ahead and pay it. Because it goes down to 4 points in the plea deal on the ticket.
If you go to court on a traffic ticket, you better have a good case. You better have some backing on it. Because if you lose, then whatever that ticket says you should be getting is what you're going to get. You're going to get the 4 points, 6 points, whatever the points are. You're going to get the highest when it comes to the fine. You're going to get everything. But if you pay it, and that's why I do it, because I get plenty of tickets, folks.
Yeah.
I'm a speeder, okay? But I get plenty of tickets. I always pay them up early first because it lowers the points, lowers the fine, and we're all clear.
Exactly.
Ready for the next one.
So I thought that was really nice of that lawyer to just say, hey, and don't hire us. We're $1,500. And unless this is a misdemeanor, we can't build a case. And so just pay it because the plea deal is a done deal on the ticket. Well, then he calls to be an... this is my kid. I called to pay my ticket like an outstanding citizen mother. And they said they can't find it. Like, yes!
They've lost it.
They lost it.
How do you lose a ticket?
I don't know.
It goes into the system.
Yeah,
it's the universe.
I guess.
No, it was my prayers. Remember, we did. Yeah. I did a live prayer right here on the show.
Yeah, you did.
I asked Jesus to help us out a little bit, and by golly, Jesus came through. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a little selfish of a prayer, but still, I mean, it worked.
Well, I think I added in "fight all cancer." Did I add that?
I don't remember. Isn't that crazy though that they lost the ticket?
I know.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
We
think the systems are so good. They're so smart. There's no way something like that. Then all of a sudden it's busy. We can't find it anywhere. What the hell? Hey, Larry, where's the ticket?
I don't know.
It appears you never got one. Wow. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Wednesday, hump day. Got rain in the forecast, too.
BJ and Jamie.
Everybody. We love Lady Gaga.
I don't know those last words, though, I have to be
honest. Yeah, well, I just...
Yeah. Hey, I want to tell you guys something crazy, that is, you know, there was an 8.8 earthquake in Russia yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just now, a gigantic volcano has gone off in Russia.
Good!
Because it's on the tectonic plate or whatever, so it set it off.
That reaction, or the Earth's reaction to all that yesterday from the earthquake, man, oh man, you got to figure it, shake some things up, and it did with the volcano now.
Yeah, there's it's a big volcano. Woo. Huge, 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 huge. And then also a reminder about Live at 5, right? Fitz and the Tantrums. I have to tell you, all right? I just saw a picture of Slacker, and he looks damn good.
He does?
He is all tanned up, and I think he whitened his teeth.
No kidding.
Yeah, he looks very handsome.
You think he's using that rub-on tan stuff, the instant tanner?
Self-tanner.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's that kind of guy, is he?
It's not streaky, at least.
Yeah, no, he looks good. Yeah. He looks tan, and his teeth, I think he's been using, what?
Oh, he's that kind of guy.
I don't think he is.
Yes, he is.
To use self-tanner?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Schmidel, what do you vote?
I'm going to go with you. Yeah. I think he would use self-tanner.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Schmidel. You're a smart man. Yeah. You are a smart man, Schmidel.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's a self-tanner.
No.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Anyway, what I'm saying is he's a single dude, and if you go out there tonight, he's looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying if you're a Tesla owner, you're probably a self-tanner. What I'm saying. Okay? You want to clarify some things? I'll clarify for you.
Oh, my God.
That's where I came to my conclusion.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
I can't even say anything nice about the guy.
He loves self-tanning and flowers. He loves it.
Flowers?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. There was something I was going to mention here, but I forgot what it was.
Sorry.
Something that was going on, and it
was...
I know you mentioned Fitz and the Tantrum. There was something I was going to mention.
Volcanoes.
I was ready to go. Huh?
Something about the bags?
No. Bags would be easy to remember. Yeah. That would be easy for me to remember. But there was something I was going to throw in here, but I forgot what it was. Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, my God.
I know what it was.
Yeah.
Did you see the numbers on Happy Gilmore?
Yeah. Huge.
44 million streams.
46.
Crap.
46 million. Largest, biggest ever in the history of Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Meghan Markle?
Big.
Meghan Markle's right there. She's going to be like 45.5.
Which you can buy Happy Gilmore Jam now.
Again.
They put that up there too. You can buy some jelly
funny.
From him.
Yeah,
Happy Gilmore jelly is for sale. Comes with Netflix, you know?
Yeah, right.
46 million people.
Oh, my God.
Now, you got to figure 46 million streams. How many people sat alone? No.
You sit
with other people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Probably 100 million people saw this.
You're probably right.
That's amazing,
that
is it not?
It is. Yeah, I still haven't
seen it. I knew it would be big. I didn't think it would be that big.
I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like I've seen it because all of the little clips that are out there, you know?
You need to watch it, though.
No, I will. Yeah. But my kid, he's like, I said, I asked him last night after we got done golfing. I was like, let's watch it. He's like, I've already seen it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wasn't worth a repeat for him?
I said, can you watch it again with your mom? He's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
46 million streams on Netflix.
Crazy.
Largest they've ever had. And think about it. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot. That's a
lot
crazy.
Of people. Wow. Yeah.
I
all
like
right. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. Gonna rain, they say, this afternoon. Who knows?
BJ and Jamie.
All right. I'm sorry. Slacker would never self-tan.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I was just trying to give the guy a compliment.
Well, I'm just saying.
He looks tan. Okay. He whitened his
teeth.
I'll take
it back.
He's single. He's going to be out at Brothers tonight. I'm just saying he looks good.
It's a natural tan. He spends his afternoons at Waterworld. I get it. Okay. We're good. We're good.
Thank you. God.
Well, he's here all afternoon. He's not in the sun, and he's tan. Come on. Add it up.
We just fixed it, and you're doing it again.
Right, Schmidel?
No, Schmidel. We just fixed it.
If I came in here all tanned up, would you guys buy it?
No.
But I've been out in the sun?
Yes. You're not a self-tanner. You're not a self-tanner at all.
And you play a lot of golf.
You would think I'd gone to the other side and self-tanned.
What's the other side?
The other side's a little bit more... a little bit more conscious of your looks.
Metrosexual?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah, something like that.
All right, anyway.
You would have known I'd gone there.
I feel horrible. I'm just trying to give the guy a compliment, and you come over the top and just like squash it like a bug.
I got an idea. For all you showing up to see Fitz in the tantrums tonight.
Nope.
Tomorrow morning, text me and let me know. Let me know if you think it's a self-tan.
Oh, my God.
You text me tomorrow here on the program, and you let me know if you think it's a self-tan. Now, I'm not going to be there, so I won't be able to judge for myself. So you be the moles. The moles inside the place tonight.
I was going to say, yet, just ask them yourself tonight.
No, we're not doing any of this.
That's a great idea, Carson.
No, we're not doing that.
Go tap Slacker on the shoulder and say, is this a self-tan?
No, don't do that.
God, this is awful. Yeah, let's hear from the source.
Oh my God. I'm never bringing his name up again.
Make sure you do that tonight.
No, don't do that.
Right before Fitz takes the stage.
Just tell him he looks great. Yeah. Because he does.
Yeah. Say, man, your self-tan looks good. That's how you do it, right? Yeah. I'd say there's a silhouette in the bed sheets, man.
Oh, man.
All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Shroud of Slacker. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy Fitz in the Tantrums. Yeah, that should be a great show tonight, all right?
For sure.
They're going to be over at Brothers, live at 5, special. The entire Slacker show will be there to host. Should be a great time. That's at Quebec and C470. Brothers sits right there. Everybody knows where it's at, right?
Right.
All right, have fun tonight with Fitz. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. More tote bags to give away tomorrow morning and a big old blowout coming on Friday. All right, we'll give you all the details tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.